Federal funds had allowed low-income students to get a reduced price on any required vaccinations. But Texas State Health Services spokesman Chris Van Dusen says a recent cut in a state-funded vaccination has limited how many subsidized shots are available.
We saw a $7.7 million loss in federal funds for our current year, and there was also a reduction in state revenue as well for the immunization program. That's what we're looking at as far as providing immunizations for people without health insurance in Texas.
As a result, the meningitis vaccine was taken from the list of shots provided to low-income and uninsured college students, which leaves those students faced with a bill that can be up to $270 for the required shot. If they cannot pay, they cannot enroll for class or sign up for financial aid at the university. Sherry Bell is the health coordinator at UT Austin. She says schools across the state are trying to find solutions for their students, but cannot offer the vaccine for free.
The cost here for students without insurance or whose insurance won't pay for the vaccine is $145. And students don't have to pay at the time they get the vaccine. We can actually bill them for it. And for students who absolutely can't pay it in one payment, can set up a payment plan with our cashier insurance office.
In order to deal with this semester's record number of students, UT Austin and other universities have asked for proof of vaccination early. Texas A&M and UT San Antonio started asking students at the beginning of orientation sessions. Knowing ahead of time how many students need the shot allows the schools to negotiate special rates with manufacturers. Texas A&M offers meningitis vaccination for $110. UTSA, which has three times more students this fall than last semester, charges only $100 per shot. But not all schools have the power to negotiate lower rates, says Dominic Chavez. He monitors vaccination programs for the Texas Higher Education Coordination Board.
The bigger schools have bigger purchasing power and can do those types of negotiations. Some schools have health centers on their campus, many don't. So once you get into smaller community colleges, it can be much more difficult to enter into those kinds of arrangements. So community colleges have been disproportionately affected by this new requirement.
Austin Community College is one example of this disparity. Because ACC has no health center, it refers their students to regular doctors and supermarkets where prices are higher. The Texas Higher Education Board will ask for more money for the vaccination program and other changes in the 2013 legislative session. Bettina Meyer, KUT News.